Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas.
Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. Here are a few activities happening in our community from Tuesday, September 22nd to Monday, September 28th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We start this week's podcast with the announcement of the release of CAN's signature publication, the CAN Dashboard, a report that tracks 17 indicators of community well-being for Austin and Travis County. The virtual presentation of this year's report takes place on Wednesday, September 23rd at 3 p.m. Along with the release of the 2020 CAN Dashboard, CAN is also launching a new website called WeCanATX, where information about the COVID crisis and local needs and responses to the crisis can be accessed. The site is meant to help community members get informed, get help, and get engaged around COVID and other pressing needs. We move on to a forum to discuss how our city is run. The group Common Ground for Texans hosts a forum on Saturday, September 26th from 2 to 4 p.m. on how the 10-1 single-member district system is working for Austin. Panelists include Nelson Linder and Peck Young of the 10-1 Alliance that successfully advocated for the measure, and also includes Anthony Gutierrez from the group Common Cause. A couple of civics-related events are being hosted by the League of Women Voters of the Austin area this week. 2 days this week, and actually 2 days next week, the League will host drive-through voter registration opportunities at the Alamo Draft House on Slaughter Lane. The voter registration opportunity is available from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday and Tuesday, September 21st and 22nd, and Monday and Tuesday, September 28th and 29th. Also, the League of Women Voters launches a four-part Civics 101 session on Monday, September 21st at 5:30 p.m. The topic for this first session is Know the Vote, and we'll provide an overview of local elections. We move on to an event on health in our community during this time of crisis. Integral Care is hosting a virtual community forum called Addressing the Rise in Alcohol and Drug Abuse in Uncertain Times on Tuesday, September 22nd at 1 p.m. The panel will discuss the signs and symptoms of substance use disorder, circumstances that can contribute to drug and alcohol use, treatment in our current environment, and resources and strategies to maintain recovery and help others. With regard to transportation, the Downtown Austin Alliance and the group Our Future 35 is hosting a community engagement series about how to best guide and leverage the reconstruction of I-35 through our community, which is getting closer and closer to becoming a reality given recent decisions by the Texas Department of Transportation. This conversation is entitled Co-Creating a Common Vision for the I-35 Corridor and takes place on Saturday, September 26th at 4 p.m. You can participate on Facebook Live or listen on KAZI 88.7 FM. With regard to the COVID-19 response, we have a recurring meeting that we'd like to highlight, which is a daily 9 a.m. check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response that is hosted by the Community Resilience Trust. Next, we continue with our ongoing coverage of the Texas Tribune Festival. What is usually a three-day whirlwind of panel discussions and interviews is this year a month-long affair featuring big names in politics, policy, and the media. This year's festival includes several free events open to the public, which this week include the following: one-on-one sessions with Dan Crenshaw, Congressman from Houston, Stacey Abrams, founder of Fair Fight Action, Gary Cohn, former director of the National Economic Council, Montana Senator John Tester, Peter Hotez, co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital, Alexis McGill Johnson, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood, Julian Castro, former mayor of San Antonio and former HUD secretary, H.R. McMaster, former national security advisor, Samantha Power, former ambassador to the UN, and finally, Hillary Rodham Clinton, former U.S. senator and former secretary of state. There will also be a recording of the podcasts Water Texas, Capes Up, and The Takeout, as well as panel discussions offered on the topics of climate change, mobility challenges in Texas, the death penalty, the upcoming elections, and the redistricting process. I certainly don't want to discourage you from purchasing a Texas Tribune Festival Pass, which this week gets you access to events featuring panels on topics such as getting back to business in this economic climate, international trade in the time of COVID, challenges with our criminal justice system, Generation Now about young people and politics, and the screening of the John Lewis documentary, Good Trouble. A quick note that there are reduced registration fees for students and educators.
Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the future by emailing info@canatx.org. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.